Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
All right, welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 1384. This is your host, Danny Pena, and also joining me, we have here Rihanna. What's up, Ri?
Hello out there. I'm excited to be back.
Yes. We only have a couple of days before the Game Awards, and after that is our Game of the Year episode, which is coming out very, very soon. And then the holiday season pops up. That's it. We're going to take a break until 2025.
Yeah, and I know a lot of old heads and longtime listeners will be aware, but 2025 is a special year for GTR. You want to tell the people why, Danny?
Yes, it's our 20th anniversary of GTR. February 25th will be the official day, but I'll definitely going to mention this. We're going to be celebrating all year long. You want to hear one of the things that I'm planning to do?
A little tease, a little preview?
Well, besides surprises, that... I'm not going to say anything with the surprises part, but I'm planning to have, so we're going to have a regular episode, and later that week, every week, I'm going to release a GTR retro episode, but I'm going to have like commentary. So it might be an old interview, an old debate, something from the 20th years of content that GTR has. So
nice.
Next year is also the 20th anniversary of Xbox 360. So I have like the original recording of me at the store with my brother. We were like debating which console version we were going to get. And also, while we were in Miami, I had people calling in from New York City. And also, we had a GTR member. They used to be part of the team at a 0 hour. So, like, I'm going to be playing audio from that. So, you know, commentary of all that stuff that we recorded throughout the year. So, it's going to be a lot of fun. So, it's going to be two episodes throughout the whole year. Sometimes I'm not going to release two episodes if there's, like, something big, like an event or, you know, something that pops up that week, we might skip it. But usually it's going to be the whole year. I'm going to be playing two episodes every week.
Very cool. I love that you're planning to do this, Danny, because, you know, Gamertag Radio has been so prominent in the game commentary space. And the fact that you've kept this going for so long with lots of support from different folks coming in and out, myself being the most recent member, it's great to have that history and to look back and reflect on, you know, all of the great coverage you've been doing this whole time. So I'm excited to listen to some of those because there's a lot that I've missed.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a lot. It's a lot. I have some really old school ones where it got picked up in media. You know, there's going to be a lot of cool ones, you know, so I hope everybody's preparing. Plus, it's good to listen to the conversations that we had during that time compared to what's happening now. Like, it's, you know, things that we know now, you know, I think that would be good. Like, I remember one time I released an episode of people excited about the original Xbox and the Nintendo GameCube. And people were talking about graphics at that time, the features, predictions. And fast forward, now you listen to it back from back then, you're like, oh my God, people were talking about that, you know? All hype about the next generation console in 2001.
It's a cool way to see how far we've come as an industry, to see like what was the new hotness back then, 20 years ago, and versus what is the new hotness today. And, I hope listeners will message you, write in, call in, and say what they want to hear again. Anything you remember that you want Danny to feature, let them know.
Yeah, definitely. And also, another thing I would like to mention, because I started experimenting just the last episode I started doing this. So it's not gonna be like this with every episode, but I'm planning to post video content on our Spotify account. So let's say this episode is going to be a video. It will be available on Spotify. You could watch it if you want through there or just listen to the audio version. I'm going to experiment to see how it is. I know a couple of people hit me up through the comments saying that they like it, you know. So I'm like, all right, I'll continue doing that. We'll see what happens, you know. So
yeah, give it a try.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so everyone, head over to GamertagRadio.com. Post your comments and feedback. Also, you can listen to our past episodes. Make sure to go back. Share the content, let people know about it. Also, you can find us on any podcast app. Just search for Gamertag Radio. And also post your comments, give us a subscribe link, you know, whatever. Support us as much as you can. And that's about it. All right, Ree, so you ready for the conversation about the Game Awards? This is predictions, what we think might happen. So we're not going to be 100% correct on this, but I think it'll be cool to have a conversation about it, man. So
I think so too. And full disclosure, Danny and I and GTR are on jury, but we are only one vote, and we're not necessarily saying what we voted for because that is a confidential thing, but we're saying what we think will happen, you know, based on the vibes, based on what people are talking about out there. So that's what this episode is going to be about, and I'm excited to see what everybody else thinks. See if we're way off.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a great conversation, you know. So let's go with, I'm randomly selecting this,
Okay, we're jumping around the categories.
Yeah. So best action game.
Ooh, okay. Okay, can we, before we talk about our prediction.
I was going to mention the nominees, but go ahead.
Sure. Before we get into it, let's talk just for a couple minutes about what is an action game. Because the categories for these awards are, you know, changing, and there are some additions, you know, every couple years here and there. But what an action game is so different now than, let's say, when you started GTR 20 years ago. And because there's so many games that have multiple influences and pull from many different genres, and they're constantly blending and shifting these days, especially like when you have a game like Balatro, like how do you categorize something like that? It's interesting to see what makes it into the action game category. And for those who aren't aware, with the Game Awards, it's largely up to the jury. They just kind of use their own definitions. So Danny, before we get started, I'd love to know what you consider an action game to be. Like, what is your personal definition?
I think an action game will be like a shooter, or it could be kind of like a Devil May Cry action, you know, that type
of
thing.
Melee combat,
you know, Elden Ring. That to me is an action game. I know there is also another category, which is best action game, action adventure game. So that's the part I think people get confused about it too, because it's some, like that one, we could add Astrobot in there, can't we? Because it's an adventure game. But
I think adventure, yeah.
It's confusing.
It is confusing, like with most things, and especially with something so subjective as what is a genre definition. It's different for everybody. For me, for instance, an action game is anything where the fighting is the focus, right? And pretty much every game on this list has some form of RPG mechanics as well, but they're not focused on it, right? Like, that's not the primary challenge of the game is asking of you to meet as a player. But yeah, it's interesting to hear what it means for everybody, because it's up for debate for sure. And there's not any one definition that everyone can agree on, I've noticed.
Yeah, I think a category that I would love to see in the future, because I know they always
say,
added this on part of the action category, which is horror games. I think that would be cool. But I've seen where they added on both action and action adventure categories.
Yeah. I know for me, I would like to see, this is kind of an interesting thought exercise that I didn't even anticipate, but I would love to see, if we're talking about categories that could work really well for this Game Awards format, I would really like to see a remake and remaster category. Just break those out.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
Put those all together, because there's so many these days, and the way games and Hollywood are honestly moving, it doesn't seem to be slowing down, you know, because new IP is hard and people love nostalgia right now. And there's so many different ways to approach it, right? Like the way The Last of Us has been remastered versus the way, you know, we've seen Resident Evil remakes. Like, they're just very different approaches. And I think it'd be interesting to compare those to each other.
Yeah, agree. Totally agree. So for those that are watching or listening, please let us know what is considered for you best action game category, and also best action / adventure category. Please let us know.
Yeah. And what categories you think could be added? Because it's always a possibility.
Yeah, exactly. So let's go with best action game. So it's Black Myth Wukong, Call of Duty Black Ops 6, Helldivers 2, Stellar Blade, Warhammer 40,000, Space Marines 2. Any predictions on that one?
You know, it's interesting because all of these had hype, right? Like, obviously, we've heard a lot of people loving all of the games in this list, which is why they're here. But I feel like looking at all of the other categories and where some of these games are repeated multiple times, the jury tends to want to spread the love, just because, you know, it's a very natural thing. It happens with every awards, like with the Grammys or the Oscars, right? And I have a feeling Helldivers 2 has a really good shot at making this where they get their flowers. So I'm going to go with Helldivers too.
Yeah, you know what? I agree with you, but I also think that there is a potential win for Black Myth Wukong.
Yeah.
If it's not that, I could see Helldivers too. Call of Duty most of the time wins every year. Mm-hmm. So I don't see that happening when it comes to this. Well, I mean, when I say every year, I believe in best multiplayer game or something like that. Almost every year. I definitely don't see Stellar Blade winning.
No.
Space Marine 2, I don't see that thing winning. So it's between Helldivers 2 and Black Myth Wukong. I could definitely see that for sure.
Okay, interesting. All right.
Yeah.
Are we writing these down? Do we want to try to like keep track of our wins?
I will know once I get to the awards and see the category. I will know like what we have decided. Okay, this is a good one. Mm-hmm. Coming right now. Best role-playing game. So, you know, RPG, best RPG.
Yeah.
Dragon's Dogma 2, Elden Ring, Shadow of the Erdtree, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth, Metaphor, ReFantazio. Any prediction on that one? Because I think I could see between Metaphor or Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
It's interesting you say those two because I was going to say the exact same thing.
Yeah, but I could definitely see an upset. Well, Elden Ring will win because a lot of people just love Elden Ring.
You know,
so
let's do a breakout conversation about Elden Ring because it's come up so many times and it's in a lot of categories here on this awards list, including the big ones. And it is an expansion for a game that is really hard to get to and then also very hard to play. And the number of people who can play this compared to the number of people who can play all of the other games on this list is very different. And that makes it really hard to vote for. I will say, it just makes it real hard to imagine a large group of people, the largest group of people in the category, going with this DLC. It's just really tough. And I know people love Elden Ring, and it is worthy of its flowers, and the fact that they released even more content, which is the size of a whole other game, according to the people who have actually gotten to play it, is really impressive. I think Final Fantasy is going to win, and I think Metaphor has a really good chance as well.
Okay, that's a good one. All right. Best action adventure game, Astrobot, Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown, Silent Hill 2, Star Wars Outlaws, The Legend of Zelda, Echoes of Wisdom.
This one's Astrobot, hands down.
Yeah, I could definitely see that.
Yeah, it's an easy pick because of the love Astrobot has received and because of how joyful it is. And the fact that when you think of an action adventure game, a mascot platformer is one of the best examples you can give as that definition, and I think Astrobot takes it. I think Prince of Persia deserves its flowers, though, I will say.
Yeah, I think so, too. You know, I would love to see Prince of Persia winning this. Just
that would be happy times, yeah.
Yeah, because I know there's been bad press that the game hasn't been selling.
Yeah.
And I think this would be a pretty good win for the team, mm-hmm. for this, you know? So, most anticipated game. I think this was an easy one, but I just want to hear your thoughts. Death Stranding 2, On the Beach, Ghosts of Yote.
The way you said it was just...
On the Beach.
On the Beach.
Grand Theft Auto 6, Metro Prime 4, Beyond, Monster Hunter Wilds.
I mean, if you say anything but GTA 6, like, you're just not serious.
I think it will be GTA 6. I mean,
it's
that's
gotta
like...
be.
I mean, that's... the only game I can think of, you know. A second game, maybe I will go with Ghost of Yote.
Ghost of Yote is my personal answer.
Yeah.
Just, you know, as a same. Player. I really love Ghost of Tsushima. I love Sucker Punch. I can't wait to see that game. And a friend of ours, Erika Ishii, is voicing the main character. So I'm rooting for that, you know.
Yeah.
Like, really rooting for that one. Yeah, I mean, it's GTA 6. Like, hello. It's the most anticipated game for, like, the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Of course that's the one, right?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. This is going to be... I think Grand Theft Auto is going to win 100% because people are so excited and they've been working on this game for a very, 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 very long time.
Can I ask you, Danny, what are your feelings on this game as it's going to allegedly represent the culture of Miami?
Watching the trailer, it looks pretty legit.
So like the alligator as a pet and the girl twerking on the top of the car.
Oh, the girl twerking, yeah.
Street and traffic. All of 100%. That feels like that's real life to you.
Yep, that's real life. It's Love not it. No BS. Remember, they got clips from different viral videos or images throughout the years and they added in the game, you know, and it looks real so far. Like it's like... It looks legit.
Yep, that's home.
It looks legit. You want to read any of the other lists for your side? I've been reading a lot too. So I just want to, like, you know, go back and forth.
Yeah, I would love to talk about, because, you know, my heart is usually with the indie scene. So I would love to talk about these two kind of back to back. Best independent game and debut indie game. Let's start with debut, because that is the one where the publisher, sorry, the developer has not released a game yet. And there are a couple of repeats, but this one is really interesting because debut indie game, there's some on this list that feel like they came from seasoned developers that have been releasing games forever. And I'll go ahead and just read the list here. Animal Well, Balatro, Manor Lords, Pacific Drive, and The Plucky Squire. And real quick before you answer, just another callback to the conversation we were having earlier about what these genres even mean anymore. Pacific Drive is a horror driving simulator mystery game. And it's like, what does that, what, how do you even categorize something like that? So yeah, what do you think of this list? Who do you think takes it?
Ooh, this is a pretty good list. And I'm going to pick two just because I think it'll be good. I could see Balatro winning this, but don't be surprised if Animal Well wins too.
Mm-hmm.
That's my prediction on this one.
You know, I have my favorites on this list, but I think what has the best chance of winning is Animal Well. If you're not familiar with this one, this is the game funded and championed by Video Game Donkey and released to critical acclaim. I played it at Summer Game Fest Play Days. It's fantastic. It has so many secrets. It's really fun. It's very inventive. It's beautiful. The sound design is incredible. It's a really great game. The other one that I think could possibly win is Manor Lords. And it's just because I know so many people love that game. It's really good humor, interesting fighting mechanics. I think I was pretty sure it's first person. Like, it's just so different from the other games you expect to see in the indie category that I can see that one getting its flowers here. But I do want to give a shout out to The Plucky Squire, which I know my good friend, former co-host in What's Good Games, Brittany Brombacher, loved down. She loved that
game. Loves it.
Yeah, and it did some really cool things with forced perspective and different mechanics of like jumping into different worlds. Like you're in a 3D world, then you're in a 2D world, and how you can like play between the two of them. It's really, really interesting and very clever. And I like games like that, or like Superliminal, or you know, like there's games that do really cool things with perspective that you can only do in a game. That I think The Plucky Squire also deserves some praise here. But I think Animal Well is probably going to take it.
Yeah, here's what happened, I think, a couple years back when Psychonauts 2 came out. It got multiple nominations, but didn't win at all. That's something that is possible with a game like Balatro.
For sure.
Where it gets nominated, but it won't win. Like, it could happen. You know, I hope it does. I hope it at least one, you know, wins. You know, at least one category.
Yeah, and... like, I know I wanted to talk about the independent game stuff, but just really quick shout out to the next one that I'll go after that. That happens a lot when a game is in too many categories. It just misses all of them. Or if on the other side of that coin, a game is only in one category, it's almost guaranteed to win, which is one of the ones I think we're going to talk about in a second. But really quickly, let's swing past best independent game, because unlike debut indie game, these people have released games before, usually. But we do have two repeats. So Animal Well and Balatro made it to both of these lists, even though it was their debut game. So of all of the independent games out there, other people who have released games before in the indie category, Animal Well and Balatro were seen as a step above those. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
But in addition to those two for independent game, we have Lorelei and the Laser Eyes, Neva, and UFO 50. So, Danny, what do you think takes this category?
My heart goes to Neva.
I know.
That's I love that game. Love that game so much. But I could see, again, Animal Well and Balatro winning.
Mm-hmm.
I think with the buzz has been happening with Balatro the past year or so, I could see Balatro winning both, honestly, both categories.
I would like to see Animal Well take one. I think it really deserves it, but I agree. I think they're both up there.
Yeah, definitely.
The next one.
This one's a tough one.
Well, the next one that I want to talk about is kind of the, like I was saying just a second ago, how if a game is only in one category, it's almost guaranteed to win because people want to show it some love. And that's the innovation and accessibility category.
Well, that one, okay, okay. I thought it was something else. Okay, all right.
Ooh. So innovation and accessibility. I personally am a huge proponent of accessibility in games. I think the more everyone has the ability to play, the better the whole experience is for everybody involved. You get more people to talk about the games, more people to start making games, more people to comment on games, more people to share their love of games. And so the more the merrier. And I'm glad they have this category. So here's what we got: Call of Duty Black Ops 6, Diablo 4, Dragon Age The Veil Guard, Prince of Persia The Lost Crown, and Star Wars Outlaws. Interestingly, I just noticed none of these are original IP.
It's not none of them original.
That's
but
interesting. But yeah, what do you think for this category? And I think my choice is probably pretty obvious.
Yeah, for you, I definitely know which one you're going to say. But you know, the one that might surprise people, because this has a very strong accessibility features in this one, is Prince of Persia.
Mm-hmm.
That one, I think, might surprise a lot of people if it wins. Call of Duty Black Ops 6, it's a good one, too, because
yeah.
I think that's the most we ever seen in from any other Black Ops and Call of Duty game, period, with accessibility features in there. And especially if you're, let's say, a streamer, too, like the layout, the colors, like, it's a lot easier to do with this game than any other Call of Duty game. So that's pretty cool to see. But my heart goes to Dragon Age, The Veil Guard. That's same. Like my heart goes to that one. But we'll see.
Same. I'm on the exact same page. I think Call of Duty takes it, but I hope that it's Dragon Age. I really do. Because this is the only place we see it on the whole list. And that game is fantastic. I'm still playing it. I love it to death. It's really great experience. Is it the best game ever made? Probably not. But is it the best time I've had this year at the game? Possibly. And I couldn't recommend it more to anybody who likes any one of the things that they do. Combat, romancing, anything with your companions are really interesting. The story is really fun. You fight dragons. You have cool costumes. There's lots of stuff in the RPG side that are fun to tweak. Like, it is a huge game. There's a lot of stuff. And not even all of it is obviously mission-based or even side mission-based. There's some things that if you just walk around in the world, your character will just comment on something, your rook, and you'll be like, oh, there's a mystery here. And then you can just go do some little side quest that isn't even marked. So it's just really interesting. I think it's really well done. Hopefully I plan to be talking more about Dragon Age on Alana Pierce's channel sometime soon. So keep an eye out for that. I'll be posting about it. But yeah, that one has my heart, but I think it'll go as the Call of Duty. So yeah, on that slightly downer note, what do you got next?
All right, so we have here, man, this is a good one. Best narrative. This is going to be a hard one.
Here's where we start seeing all the repeats too.
Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth, Metaphor, ReFantazio, also Hellblade 2, Silent Hill 2.
Can I ask you a question before you answer?
Yeah.
Is it fair in your eyes for a remake to be in Best Narrative?
It's a game.
I know. I agree. So, and if people voted for it, then that means that they do too. For me, it can't get my personal vote. But I understand that it's really great. And it's a lot of people's first time seeing it. Including myself. So I get it.
Let me tell you what my heart goes.
The head and the heart.
Yeah. And what I could see winning.
Yeah, yeah.
My heart, Hellblade 2.
Yeah. Aww.
But I could see Metaphor winning this.
Because
of the public and also the media and all that stuff. Yeah, I could see that.
It's between Metaphor and Final Fantasy.
You know what? I can see more Metaphor than Final Fantasy on this one.
Okay. I think they both have a really good shot.
I mean, they have a strong following in both. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. And you? You ready?
Yeah, I just said.
Okay.
Metaphor, Final Fantasy, I think.
Okay, he's a good one. Best audio design. Astrobot, Call of Duty, Black Ops 6, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Hellblade 2, and also Silent Hill 2.
You know, this one's hard because I haven't played two of these games. So I have not played Hellblade 2 or Silent Hill 2. I don't play scary games. So I don't have that, you know, in my ears, headphones experience of those two. I've only seen clips. So that makes it hard for me to judge those fairly. You know, I go based on what you say for a lot of the horror games in general.
I don't see that game as horror, but okay.
Sure. Psychological thriller? I don't know.
Yeah, you could say it like that.
But Call of Duty takes it for me, hands down. Like, I think Call of Duty's sound design, like, it's such a cinematic experience, right? Like, it's like playing through an action movie, and the explosions and the dripping of the water when you're in your stealth sections and the gun sounds, like, they're all so well done. And I know a lot of people really love the campaign this time around. I haven't finished it, but it's great. And yeah, I think that one is my prediction for where people are going to go.
You know what? I think I will go with Astrobot with the features, that you know, with the DualSense controller features and the sound
that's
that
you get, to, yeah, DualSense.
You get to hear in the game and everything. I think I can definitely
that's a fun
see
pick.
I can see Astrobot winning this one.
I would like that. Like, I wouldn't be mad at that at all. I mean, I wouldn't be mad at any of these winning. These are all fantastic games. So
Yeah, definitely. All right. I know we got a couple more minutes left, but let's see. Let's go with, this is a good one. Best art direction. This is a tough one. Yep. Astrobot, Black Myth Wukong, Elden Ring, Shadow of the Erdtree, Metaphor, ReFantazio, and also Neva.
You're love.
So art direction, from my heart, goes to Neva.
Aww.
But this one is a tough one. I don't know which one will win. This is a tough one. Like, I love Astrobot. I love Metaphor. But I could also see Elden Ring winning.
It's funny you say those three, because my pick, my guess, is Black Myth Wukong. Here's why. We've seen games like Neva, like Astrobot, like Shadow of the Erdtree, like Metaphor before. Black Myth Wukong did something really original, and they represented a culture and an art style that we've not seen in any major Western games before. That's why I think most people will gravitate towards it, but I could be wrong, because originality is not usually what people vote on. They vote with their heart. They vote
that's
with their
true.
Gut.
That's true. All right. This is going to be a good one, I think. Best ongoing game. Oof. Destiny 2, Diablo 4, Final Fantasy 14, Fortnite, Helldivers 2. Now, here's the thing. Every year, Fortnite wins.
Every year. Because it's the one people know.
Yeah, I have a feeling. I have a strong feeling is either Helldivers 2 or Final Fantasy 14. One of those two is going to win.
I totally 100% agree with you, even though I would love for Destiny 2 to win it, because, dear Lord, the final shape is incredible and deserves everybody's time. Helldivers 2 just made such noise. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
and it had
yeah.
really great support. It was fun. It had a lot of community love, and I could see that maybe breaking through the noise of Fortnite, but it's tough. Fortnite does its thing every year. Always.
It is tough.
It's a tough category.
Yeah. All right. So,
can I pick one last one?
Yes. Go for it.
Best adaptation. Arcane, Fallout, and the Knuckles and Like a Dragon Yakuza and Tomb Raider Legend of Lara Croft. But let's be real. It's between Arcane and Fallout, right?
I think it might be Fallout winning this thing.
Because
Arcane
of the timing, I can see it being Fallout.
I haven't heard a buzz with Arcane more than Fallout. Fallout was like a buzz for weeks.
Yeah.
I really haven't gotten that vibe with Arcane. Am I the only one, or am I going crazy?
No, I think that's fair. And I think part of the reason is because Arcane came out at the end of the year. You know, it's busy. People are, you know, like focused on family and holidays and wrapping up work. And, you know, it's also, but it also kind of bled into this whole Wicked Gladiator craze that's happened these past couple weeks. And I think Fallout just came at a quieter time in TV and movies.
Sure.
And it just had a lot more space to breathe, because it wasn't at the end of the year where everybody's crunching. But Arcane, fantastic. Absolutely loved season 2. You still need to finish it. But
yeah,
I was lucky enough to go to the premiere for the final few episodes. And I laughed. I cried. It's really great. It has a hot little steamy scene in it. Like, it's worth watching for sure.
Okay.
But I do think Fallout takes it. I agree with you.
All right. So, best game direction. Astrobot, Bellatro, Black Myth Wukong, Elden Ring, Shadow of the Erdtree, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Metaphor, ReFantazio.
And we might as well talk about that and Game of the Year at the same time, because it is the exact same list.
The exact same list
of games.
I'm going to go with, this is a bold move I'm about to say. I think Bellatro might surprise everyone and win best game direction.
Disagree.
You disagree? Okay.
Here's why. I think the jury is just crazy enough, just wacky and cheeky enough to put Bellatro as game of the year.
No, I'm going with best game direction.
I know, but I'm saying we got to talk about both at the same time because most people probably wouldn't pick both as the same one. My guess, people split and go Bellatro for game of the year and Black Myth Wukong or Shadow of the Erdtree for best game direction. That's my guess.
I just don't see Elden Ring winning game of the year at all.
I don't know. It's on the list.
I can see. Look,
it's on the list. It beat a lot of other games to the list.
For game of the year, I think it's either between Metaphor or Astrobot. Maybe Final Fantasy VII.
That's crazy.
Best game direction.
I just think the jury is plucky enough to potentially just say, you'd F it. We want devs on stage. We want this single developer to get their flowers in the biggest way possible. Like, this is us really celebrating the industry of making games. Bellatro for game of the year. Like, I just feel like a lot of people are rooting for that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right. I think this will be a moment where in the industry we need change, and having an independent solo developer
debut game
to win game of the year,
what a message. That would be
a very powerful message if that game wins game of the year or even best game direction, both. That will be wild.
It's like to all these gaming executives and CEOs making all these safe choices or laying teams off after making a bad call. Like, one person can make an incredible game and win like the highest honor of the industry. Like, what a beautiful narrative that would be
great. But at the same time, I could see a big game winning this too, you know? So
it would just be so like every other year, you know?
I mean, there was one year years ago that, and I remember everybody was rooting for this game. It was The Walking Dead, season one, game of the year. I remember seeing that. I'm like, wow, an independent game winning?
A narrative game, like a point-and-click adventure, basically.
Yeah, so that was years ago. That's possible with Bellatro. People rally around it. The media and also the fans voting. I think this will be an opportunity to send out a strong message to the industry.
I think that would be the most heartwarming result. Obviously, every game on this list deserves the accolades because they're in all the other categories too. So clearly they're great.
100%.
Clearly they're great. But I just think it would just be so beautiful if we saw the developer for Bellatro accept that award, and just like the sound in the auditorium would just be cacophonous. Like, oh, I would stand up and cheer at the top of my lungs, you know?
Yeah, but also at the same time, I would love to see a game like Astrobot winning, because at the same time, we haven't seen a platformer winning game of the year.
It's been a while since we've really given a platformer the time of day.
And this will be also a very powerful message, like, hey, platformer is a great genre too in games.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be all serious all the time. All of these games could win. Obviously, that's
the We're having fun with this.
I would just personally, and this isn't even me guessing what's gonna happen. My hope is that Bellatro takes game of the year, and that something like a Final Fantasy or a Black Myth takes game direction.
All right, we're going to be talking about our sponsor for this week's episode of Gamer Tag Radio, and that's Turtle Beach South 700 headset. All right, this is more than just a gift. It's the ultimate throwback to those holiday mornings spent gaming from dawn to dusk. But this time is better. No more tiny mics or muffled sound, especially if you play a game like Black Ops 6 or any other multiplayer games out there. I love this part. Crystal clear audio, immerse surround sound, and more importantly, an insane 80-hour battery life that keeps the fun going long after Christmas. Whether it's for a gamer in your life or for you to relive those holiday gaming marathons, Turtle Beach has the cheat code for the best gift of the year. GTR listeners, this is for you for limited time. Our listeners get 10% off their entire order when you use promo code GTR at turtlebeach.com. That's 10% off of your order at turtlebeach.com with promo code GTR. Don't wait. Head over now to the official site and grab the Gen 3 Stealth 700 headset. This is really cool because I've been using it now for over a month. It's been like, what, close to 2 months or so? And I've been playing the following games, Black Ops 6. I also played Indiana Jones and The Great Circle using this headset. I tried Fortnite, tried out the new season. It's been great. I hear everything, the sound of the enemy walking past by, because the sound is super clear. And sometimes I forget to recharge the battery of the headset, but it lasts a very long time. Like I said earlier, 80 hours long. That is insane. So highly recommend it for you guys that are watching or listening to this episode of GTR. Go right now and head over to turtlebeach.com and use our promo code GTR, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Take advantage of that. That's 10% off your order at turtlebeach.com with promo code GTR. We'd like to say thank you to Turtle Beach for sponsoring this episode of GTR. I can see that. All right, Reed, we're going to wrap it up here. Look, we've been preparing our outfits for the Game Awards for months. I think we started talking about it back in January. People were like, wait, what?
As soon as we posted the pictures of the last one, we were like, all right, what do we do next
year? Yeah. We always work ahead with that, you know? So I think it'll be good. It's going to be good. So I can't wait. Can't wait for us to have fun. Look, this is like the best time for us to just celebrate the industry, celebrate all the hard work that all the developers and different people that worked in different studios, publisher, everybody worked really hard to promote all these games, you know? So it's a time for us to celebrate with everybody else, you know?
It is. Yeah. And I know around the Game Awards, obviously we will be talking about the results on either this show or Danery Honor or maybe both, but there's also some other stuff happening next week that is really exciting that Danny and I will be sharing very soon. So keep it locked on our socials and on this channel and on our other ones, because you'll be seeing some fun announcements from us soon.
I wonder which one you're talking about.
There's so many, right?
Because that's a lot.
There's so many.
There's so many. And look, everyone, we're going to be back here and with a new episode. I know that the Game of the Year episode is going to be a lot of fun. I don't know how we're going to do everybody together. It's going to be very hard, but I'm probably going to do it in a way where I could record a group in one and then add the other conversation in between. You'll see.
We'll figure it out.
I'll figure something out, but that would be really cool to do something with Ree and Paris and Pete, you know? I think it's been a great year when it comes to like actual games that we played throughout the year. So, all right, so we're going to wrap it up, everyone. Thank you so much for watching or listening to Gamertag Radio episode 1338. I think that's the number. I always forget because there's so many numbers. And we'll be back here next time here at GTR. Take care, everyone. Peace.